daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, 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 welcome to VFN TV and the daily radio program. I am your host, Greg Lancaster, and I want to welcome you to the awesome brand new studios. The VFN TV studios, we're so excited to be able to bring this to you. We told you the surprise is coming, and I'm telling you what, it is here.
It's here.
Joining me, of course, is John Ramos.
Hello, hello. This is so exciting. I love the screens. This is phenomenal.
Screens, man. Look at this brick. Oh, my goodness. This warehouse. I just love this whole thing. Studio, just excellent.
People amazing.
So hard.
Yes, they
You know, we're going to be talking about that today, but just want to welcome our VFN TV audience, VFN radio audience, and just say, you know what? Without our friends, without our sponsors and partners, this wouldn't have happened. And everybody labored hard, they worked hard, and I'm telling you, it is amazing how
amazing
the Lord is moving in regards to the media mountain, isn't
yeah.
it? It's so exciting.
It really is exciting. You know, we had an opportunity to gather here not long ago, and
right.
I know you're going to talk about that more,
yeah.
but just to see what's happening.
We
the dedication is awesome.
Right, right.
And to see all the leaders come out and speak up on behalf of just what's happening here, it's just really exciting times.
Yeah, talking about law enforcement, we had like federal agents, state agents. We had county and city.
Yes.
And we had education mountain. All the mountains, actually.
Yeah, all the mountains of society.
And what we wanted was, you can do what God's told you to do, just like Solomon built the temple, but it wasn't until you dedicated to God,
yeah.
to the new studios,
mm-hmm.
and then the Spirit of God just filled the temple.
Yeah.
And it was powerful, wasn't it?
It was very powerful, yeah. especially Apostle Isaiah Kadari was here, and that was phenomenal.
Ooh,
as well.
Good. Hopefully we'll get a chance that you're going to be able to see some of that. You can actually request a copy of the dedication. It's like it's a powerful every part of it, dedicating, and you just see what God's doing, his intended purposes, because we just laid it all down.
Yeah.
And the unified body code of many colors, as, you know, Assistant Chief of Police David Alexander talked about, and Apostle Jack Hollis talked
yes.
about that, you know, it's so many of us that, you know, we're just the beautiful, diverse part of the
yeah.
body of Christ and
yeah.
you know, what's taking place. I want to encourage you because what we're seeing God do, there is so much hope. I mean, there is just so much hope. You know, since we had a last chance to talk to you, major things have taken place. I mean, major things have taken place in the world, some of which is over 4 million people gathered in France. And this is an amazing occurrence
yeah.
because this is of biblical proportions. Quite often when you live in biblical times, which is things that God will write about forever in the Book of Remembrance, so many people, you know, think, God, there's just commonplace or whatever.
Right.
But when 4 million people go in the streets and the world leaders interlock arms and walk down the streets without much organization and America doesn't show up.
Huge.
It's huge. It's huge. And then, you know, our attorney general just buzzes over there. It's like, hey, I'm in the town. You know, I'll just swing over. But he didn't even march.
He didn't march. He was still there. He was there.
He didn't even march. And I just want to encourage you with this. If you haven't, you know, obviously you just heard yesterday's program about, you know, Rick Joyner talking about the times that are coming, and Bob Jones, the prophet
yes.
Bob Jones, and talking about what's going to happen in these last 2-year term of our current president, and understand that the reason why things are going this way, it's not because of some political thing.
Mm.
It's because of us, the church. We
yeah.
have to go, God, you know, we've sinned.
Yeah.
You know, we walked away from your ways. We've taught other things, and we want to get back to your word. We want to get back to your word and just say, you know, your way's right, and we'll just adjust our life to his word instead of trying to adjust his word to our life.
I think there's something like that, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
I
think so.
Yes.
If my people, right?
Yeah, yeah, are called by my name, and it is important. So I want to encourage you. We're excited about being here in the new studios. February is going to be a month that we're walking out, in regards to this whole new studio. So just be patient with us. We got some great interviews coming up. As a matter of fact, I believe this week we're going to have Cindy Gross.
With the Pensacola Jewish Federation.
Yes.
Oh, exciting. You don't want to miss that.
Yes, yes, yes. We're looking forward to that. But some other great interviews with Kamal Saleem with his new
yes.
book.
The Coalition.
The Coalition. It is such a good, good book. It really is a good book.
And you co-wrote it with retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And we're hoping to have General Boykin on as well. to talk about it. And that's what's so good. The new studios are going to allow us to bring in, you know, all those right to you on a daily basis and a moment's notice. And so we're really pumped about that. We're excited about it, and just continue to pray for us.
Yes.
You know, it's your partnership, it's your sponsorship, and your prayers that have brought us to this place and this time, but we are excited about it. Some of the things that have happened, of course, like that big gathering that took place in mm-hmm. France, and you know, when 4 million people hit the streets and they're talking about, you know, liberty and the right to be able to have freedom of press, and we would say in America, the First Amendment rights.
Yes.
And we're watching First Amendment rights taken away or just, you know, hammered on regards to Christians. You know, you got people that of other faiths or no faiths at all, right? They're actually just, just saying whatever they want to say.
Right.
And that's the constitutional right to do it. But also a Christian would say whatever God says in his word. And it's almost like you're the one that actually created those words and you're formulating them.
It's an immediate attack.
It's amazing.
To silence.
Well, you know, which I probably pretty much believe in. That means your words are true. Because why in the world would you... Yeah. This is what happened in France. You had a journalist writing some, you know, he exercised his freedom of the press and wrote some cartoon ridiculing the Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I don't think you should ridicule anybody sure. or anything, even if it's real or not real. You're just picking a fight. But with that, these 4 million people, they go out in the streets, and these other 4 million people, but all of a sudden these terrorists, these radical jihadists, they go out on the street and begin to kill folks and kill these journalists. But of all the things to do, they walked into a kosher Jewish store and started killing Jews.
Of all places.
JJ, we've been talking about it. Listen, no matter what you think, no matter what anybody tells you, this whole strategy, this whole thing is to come after those who are God's people, mm-hmm. the Jews and the Christians. So we say, JJ, we talk about Jesus and the Jews. Of course, Jesus is a Jew. But he also is the firstborn amongst the church.
Yes.
And we're his body. And so when you start watching what's going on, how could this whole thing do an oblique turn all of a sudden? Now they're focused on running up to a kosher Jewish store and these innocent Jews starting to kill them. And it's because that's the whole thing. Mm. That's the whole purpose. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about today, and I can't wait to be sharing some of these details with you so that you're informed, not so I can tell you some bad things that are going on. But all this Islamic State aspects that's going over in the Middle East over there, they're purging the libraries. They're purging the libraries.
Wow.
And in that, they're everything that they don't agree with, with their radical view of Islam, then they're just burning it and removing, including ancient artifacts and all these different things.
Wow.
And it just shows you that if that's what you're going to want, if you want to embrace that, you know, there's something about this is what Kamal Saleem said. He says, you know, Islam is a political governmental organization.
Yeah.
80% that and about 20% religion. A caliphate, based on my understanding and what I'm hearing, and we have some resources on this, is when Muhammad died, then all of a sudden somebody had to take his place. Mm. And what that word really means, based on my understanding and some resources that we have, means taking God's place.
Mm.
He can't compare him to like the Pope over the Catholic Church,
right?
Or an apostle over a church, but you would compare him to someone who takes God's place, which you can't. Mm. And, you know, some of the things we'll have for you, you know, you just can't take God's place.
No.
But to me, that kind of gives a hint of anti-God. If you're taking God's place, that's like anti-Jesus Christ is not the Son of God.
Right.
Because they believe that Jesus exists. It's kind of hard to get away from them, from the Son of God. Mm-hmm. But they say that he's a prophet.
He's a prophet.
And he's the Son of God. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he's worthy to be praised. And so in the context of that, it just kind of nails us. Hey, man, this is like an anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the caliphate means that they're taking the place of the kingdom of God, they think, and who they perceive as God, which is not God. And so I just want to encourage you, as you're hearing these words that may not ring a bell with us, you know, you can go to the VFNTV.com site, go to the VFN Torch, and just begin to do some research because we source these things. But major things are taking place in the world. This is going to be a real interesting year.
No doubt.
It's going to be such an interesting year that it's going to be, as we said, the best of times and the worst of times. And
well, not to mention, we're right in the middle of the four blood moons.
Yes.
This is the year of the Shemitah.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that are unfolding.
Yes.
You want to pay attention. You want to be alert during these times.
Yeah, I thought, you know, what was also interesting, too, is the Shemitah blessing coming out of Pastor John Kilpatrick out of Church of His Presence, you know, talking about this is the year just, and he speaks of blessing. You got to get this blessing.
Yes.
You know, hopefully we'll make that available to you in the VFN Torch. And begin to lock your faith into this thing, the blessing, because you're going to need to have faith to get through this year. But understand the other side of this turbulent time is just this huge blessing. And in that, you know, great tribulation and persecution, and speaking of that, you know, a Japanese journalist was just beheaded.
Yes.
You know, another journalist was beheaded over the Middle East. And, you know, people, business as usual, is like, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted a ransom. They wanted like hundreds of millions of dollars for him, and they didn't pay the ransom. But I believe they gave money to fight against the cause.
Yeah. Well, Europe started doing it, and they started paying these ransoms, and that's what started these guys going. But hopefully we get a chance to talk about Open Doors Ministry, who's serving the persecuted church worldwide. Their top 50 countries of persecution has just come out. We want to pray for the Christians in those countries that are being persecuted. So hopefully we get a chance to talk about that.
And God answers. He expects us to pray for our brothers and sisters who are going through persecution. And we saw that firsthand with Miriam Ibrahim. She was in prison. She was chained, having to give birth to her child. She had a toddler. She was in chains, having to give birth.
Mm-hmm.
And God laid on her heart. We began to pray for the persecuted church. And so we had 3 days of prayer and fasting focused on that. And God showed himself mightily, because it was during those 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of ebb and flow. But at the end of it, God had her released.
Yes.
You know, which is amazing, you know, what God did to this Christian woman, and just freed her to show that he wants us to intercede. He wants us to cry out, you know, and we definitely need to cry out for, we need to cry out for the persecuted church and those that are, you know, these women who are being oppressed in the Middle East on a daily basis because of, you know, all the different things that are taking place in this oppressive religions that are over there in some areas.
Well, they say that 40 out of the 50 most persecuted countries have Islamic extremists as the background of it, as the, you know, forefront of what's happening.
I heard reports, and we're going right to break here, and we're going to talk more about this, but that over, I think, 1,000 pages were redacted or removed from FBI libraries, according to CBN News. That this had anything mentioned of Islam, radical Islam at all in there. And it's like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It is everywhere. More when we get back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What kind of guidelines must public school bus drivers take into consideration when using seasonal decorations? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
At our school bus meeting, we were informed that we were not allowed to put religious symbols on our bus because we work for the school system. But we are allowed as school bus drivers to decorate our buses for the different holidays. What I wanted to know is, for the Easter holidays, does that mean I'm only able to put up the Easter bunny, but I'm not allowed to put up a cross?
It's one thing if they were to say, look, on the bus we want no material display. We want you to drive the bus. We don't want you to engage in other discussions. If they had a broad-based policy like that. But here what they've done is they've created a policy, and this is what's interesting legally, and we need to get you in touch with our legal office here at the American Center for Law and Justice. They've created a policy that allows for discussions. You can decorate for the holiday so long as your decorations don't reflect the meaning of the holiday.
Get involved. Find out how at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our viewers. Don't forget, we're on the Gulf Coast every single day from Destin, the beautiful sandy beaches of Destin, Florida, all the way to the beautiful historical parts of Mississippi. Over 1.4 million footprint out there. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we want to be able to be there with you each day, bring in some light to this interesting times. And we're getting some great feedback from you, and we so love to hear from you. Remember our Facebook, and you can communicate to us. We'd love to receive messages from you and letters, actually positive messages.
Yeah.
Anything negative, just send it to Pat. He's good. He can handle that kind of stuff.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Greg Lancaster, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
John Ramos, welcome to the new VFN-TV studios.
Yes.
Here, I believe we're talking right there. Is that correct? That's right. Oh, very good. Very good. Well, you know, we'll talk about the dedication first. You know, we had a wonderful time of dedicating just yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yesterday. And this, it's so important to understand this, that we're still talking right there. Awesome. And that we laid everything down on December the 13th. God spoke.
Yeah.
And he spoke very specifically to me and began to tell me, you know, what he wanted. And it took me a while to kind of just kind of figure that out. And I pondered, I said, my goodness, you know, guys, this is what you're wanting. But 1 week prior to that, you know, God laid on my heart that this is what we need to be open to. Remember walking into the studios, we went to the studios and said, you know, we need to be open to broadcasting from the synergy of where we're at on the Gulf Coast with WHBR. And next thing you know, when I called the manager of WHBR, a friend of ours, of course, David Mayo, that he just out of the middle of nowhere, because I'm not even talking about it yet, he says, you know, when are you going to come down here and do this?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. What are you talking about? And because God spoke to me already, I was open to it. And I said, you know, well, we got to get all the crew down there to be able to take some measurements and understand if we can move our entire studios, you know, into the WHBR studios area. And so we were going to go that Saturday. It was like a Tuesday and Saturday to be able to, you know, get an intelligent answer to David about what's going on, to see if it was possible. So we go down there. Well, actually, this Friday before the Saturday, when the Lord, you know, was leading me in that direction, he spoke to me that night. And he showed me in detail that he wanted VFN TV studios to be in the WHBR studios, right across from, by the way, the emergency management services, because God already laid on my heart that this stuff's going to be happening. But he showed me very specifically, when you do this, that it's just going to come alive. You know, that there's just going to be so much life in at the WHBR, and, you know, and David's been faithful for years carrying the torch of WHBR, and, you know, if you're the manager of a station, you've got to play whatever content that is. We just thank God for all that content. But God's just bringing new life to Christian media and arts and entertainment. We're very excited about that. We've always been excited about, you know, ever since the arms are opened up to us to be in CTN and WHBR. And so God spoke to me that night that I was supposed to be walking, you know, we were going to be walking side by side, you know, David doing what he does and I'm doing what I do and that type of thing. And it was just, you know, David was talking to me, this dream going, I was just... Well, he said, you know, saying some things I'm not going to share about, but he said, but when you're here, life comes and it comes alive. And it's just like, he was just so excited. And then he walks over and gets into his truck. It's a truck. So, you know, I mean, that's God. I mean, you think about it. That's a truck. I mean, we both got in our truck and, in that, he drove off and I drove off. We're going down Airport Boulevard, which is so important. Some things the Lord showed in us. And he's calling me up, and he's sharing this powerful scripture with me. And, of course, once I shared, you know, what the Lord shared with me, it agreed with what Dave was even saying about, you know, when are you going to come down here? And, what, 30 days later, I mean, from, you know, maybe 45 days, but once we actually said, we'll do this thing. And David just started shifting and moving things just like God said he would. And just amazing. And God is about to do some awesome things. So I want to encourage you. For those that are in the glory zone and on the Gulf Coast, the glory zone on the Gulf Coast, that God has such good things in store. You know, during this dedication that we had in the studios on yesterday, you know, the February 2nd, which was actually David said, we need a target date.
Oh, yes.
That's a man after my own heart, you know.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything. I was like, okay, there it is. And Pat fainted. And then,
I think I splashed water on him, right? So I'm just pick him up.
Something like that. Or protein bars or something. I don't know what it is. In that, Apostle Isaiah Kadari came back from Nigeria just in time to be a part of the dedication. And he began to speak this word and this, like, you're a part. I like what Mark Adani, how he describes you know, VFN TV. Yes. He describes it, you know, as the next big thing. I'm telling you, this is a network that God is building. It's a network that he's building, and we're excited about it because how often have you been screaming at your television, getting angry? You know, you're paying for your TV, you paid for your antenna, or you paid for your cable, and you've allowed them to come into your home and speak the things that disturbed your spirit, that what they call news. And it's like, why does it have to be the source?
That's right.
You know, if you're not going to be, you know, seek the truth, or you're not going to have a
point
conversation,
the cameras in the right place.
Yeah, right. Then, you know, why don't the kingdom of God begin to just move into media? Yes. And we're seeing that take place. And there's a lot of great Christian journalists that are serving right now at different media sources and all. But a lot of times they're trapped. You know, one particular journalist we remember was saying he's just tired of speaking empty words because he's just reading what's on the prompter. As you notice, we're not reading what's on the prompter. It might be a good thing. I don't know. I understand that you can be president if you do that. So, but we had my father, you know, came to Lancaster as part of the dedication and, you know, just blessed us and blessed me. And it was just so encouraging to have my father.
It's always encouraging having him.
Yeah. And my mother, you know, was here as well. And Sergeant Ray Robinson, who he and I were partners together in the streets in law enforcement. And I got to share, you know, some things that happened to us. We were in, you know, armed burglary, and he had gotten shot at, and he and I were covering a house, and God just spared his life that night. Mm. And he got shot at with a .32, but he shot back with a .357.
Okay.
And there's a different sound effect, you know, when you're actually shot with a .32 within a housing, we're like in a neighborhood, it goes like this, it goes, pew! but when a .357 goes, shoots off, and I'm behind the house, he's in front of the house, covering the back. And he shot that .357 and went
boom, boom, boom. Great.
I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I got to get to the front. And somehow the article, I don't know what happened, Ray, but when they wrote the bottom of that article, it says we both caught our men. I remember you trying to jump the fence. I don't know. I'm just so glad that Ray was a part of it as well. Also, the school superintendent for Escambia County, for all those that are listening around the nation.
Yes.
We want this to be a model for you. You know, the leadership and the, you know, key areas of these seven mountains culture that we'll be talking about, that, you know, with that, that the school superintendent for Escambia County Schools is Malcolm Thomas.
Yes.
And, you know, we had a chance to, you know him prior to him being there. He's been there since 6 years, something of nature. And he's always had a heart for kids. And but when you see his heart, I mean, God called him and said, you know, this is what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. He kind of laid a golden fleece out there, or golden fleece. It wasn't a golden fleece. Just in case you're wondering, you know, he didn't have a golden fleece, but a fleece out there, you know, for God to get a yes or no. And God just answered it. And he just has a heart. And greater than that, he has an anointed. He's anointed, anointed by God to do this. But even Jesus had disciples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Son of God had disciples. He can't do this alone. Your school superintendent and your school board and your community across the nation cannot do this alone. If we leave it to them, they'll do it alone.
Right.
And then if we sit back and complain about that. So we're looking
criticize them, right? We need to help them.
Yeah, we want to be able to help them. And but I know that when he blessed VFN TV Studios and he prayed over us, I mean, he came in. He says, I don't want to come here with my word. I want to come in here with the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And God's presence backed up that word.
It's powerful.
And, of course, Apostle Jack Hollis coming in from Mariana.
Wow.
Him and his wife Shelley just blessing, you know, what's going on. Just a powerful prophetic word.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about too, Apostle Isaiah Kaderi is the he has not an American grid for America, but he has a God grid.
Yeah.
And he's part of William Seymour's lineage that happened in Azusa Street. And oh, by the way, Jack, I would like to have that book you talked about. Anyway, so he actually has one of the books from the original, one of the original participants. It's written like a book I would write.
Right.
You know, it was kind of like,
you know, from the Azusa Street.
Yes,
wow.
So I'm
Jack,
really, yeah,
Jack,
I'm,
Jack,
I'm, gonna,
Jack,
I'm
Jack.
Going to go see them this weekend. So if you're watching, hey, I would love to have the book, or at least to borrow it, to be able to read it right there. Also, we had Luis Lopez. He's a graduate of LaGuardia High High School.
Yes.
And LaGuardia High School, what's so unique about this? I don't know if you've ever saw the movie, the Fame.
Fame.
Movie. It's like, Fame.
The show, yes.
That's all I know the song. I won't live without you.
No, don't do that. Don't.
So anyway, this is a school that graduates. I mean, if you go to Wikipedia and look at all the alumni, you know,
you start
seeing people, the actors, singers, and artists and all. And Lewis is one of those artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're praying over the arts and entertainment mountain because it's another aspect of mountain. We've got to recapture this mountain. And he's just such a significant part, I believe, of what God's doing. We're looking forward to gathering right here in VFN-TV studios, each of these mountains of those that are gifted in those areas. And we're going to begin to say, God, that your kingdom would come into arts and entertainment. More we get back from this break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, we had this many or this. And he's not saying, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there, as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing, and that's saying, do this, and people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions, that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like the Multiply, it's the MultiplyMovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe VineFellowshipNetwork.org is for you. Or go to MultiplyMovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're excited about our new studios and talking more about what's going on. I believe we're on, right, this?
Yes.
And so, thank you. Awesome. Mr. Director, thank you very much. We are getting used to the new studios that's going on. We'll make sure we're looking at you and talking. But also we have with us a retired DEA, Drug Enforcement Agent, John Johnson. A beautiful man, a godly man, and that he is just an it's amazing to hear his story and how the Lord just blessed him on his journey. He and I worked together for a few years at the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, and he was in narcotics.
Okay.
So these are, you're like, you always wonder, like, are they really law enforcement? They got, like, beards and long hair and whatever the style is at that time of drugs. And, but he got hired on, he chose to go on with the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, and went and retired there. And he's going to retire and just kick back and just, you know, probably just do whatever God wanted him to do. But after about 6 months, he got a phone call from the Justice Department.
Oh, wow.
And some contractors with the Justice Department wanted his skill base, obviously, to be able to work. And so he works now with a subcontractor with the Justice Department as an investigator for asset forfeitures and those type of things. The people that take advantage of you, take advantage of us. And they just had the biggest asset seizure of people who took advantage of the citizens in North Florida, in Florida.
Wow.
Thanks to their work.
Thank you.
But what's so cool is that he also, through a divine connection again, of how the Lord spoke into a dream and brought us together for this day. And he came and he prayed a blessing over VFN TV and the studios. And he called back because he has that authority in the spiritual realm. I like what Jack Hollis said.
Yes.
The kind of parallels. If you're a king in the natural sense, God says in Romans chapter 13, 1 through 5, that you have an authority to speak into things, and all authority is established by God. And so the Lord had shown me that basically, you know, maybe this happened to you, that many things have been stolen from you. Maybe you've been taken advantage of. You know, maybe, you know, somebody... you know, just, you know, you're trying to be kind to them, you're trying to be good to them, and they didn't repay you. They stole from you. They took property from you. Maybe you had a business and your partner, quote, took it from you.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says in Proverbs that if a thief is caught, he has to repay it seven times. Even if it cost him his entire household. And so there's authority in God's Word. There's authority, of course, with John Johnson, Investigator John Johnson, and what's going on. And all these years of just serving, you know, the state of Florida and the whole United States through the DEA, and now through subcontracting with the which is Eric Holder's department.
Sure, Justice Department.
And that, you know, that he prayed that it would come, that the thief would be caught and said that he would have to give back now sevenfold. And you can just claim that with us, you know, because in this one particular dream the Lord gave me, I was chasing the suspect. You know how dreams are. I was chasing this suspect. I'd stopped him in his car, and he got out, and he ran into the sewer-type system. And so when I went to look, I saw two things, cockroaches, and someone like, well, he's going to get away. Then when I looked up under there was this huge wallet, like this big maybe 3 foot, 4 foot by 4 foot wallet that was hidden there. And I found the money the thief had taken. And just claim that with me. You know, we got to understand that the resources need to move into the kingdom of God, all seven mountains, not just the church mountain. It needs to be in all seven mountains. Because when you understand that, when resources, whoever controls the finances controls the vision in the context of that. And I just lock my faith with yours now, those that are listening, those that are watching, that the Lord will return seven times because a federal subcontracted agent with the Justice Department and a faithful man of God, godly man, declared for VFN TV, and you get that as our partners as our sponsors. You get that, and this claim, it said the sevenfold is coming back to you. For example, if they stole $7, or they stole a dollar from you, that means the thief's got to give you $7. If they stole $100,000 from you, that means the thief has to give you $700,000. If he stole $1 million, he's got to give you, you know, $7 million. And God is showing us some figures that he wants to shift into his kingdom.
His kingdom.
To be able for you to be able to shift it into the kingdom yourself, because he will give us seed to sow to be able to do this. And this is all happening, you know, because of the faithfulness of others. That was exciting to have as part of the dedication as well. Ian Skelly, you know, we're so glad to have Ian Skelly, very instrumental friend, brother,
Missionographer.
Missionographer, and he's heading to Nicaragua in a couple of days.
Yes, keep him in your prayers.
Yeah, he's launching, have a launch party today, ascending party today, and we're looking forward to that as well. And he came and prayed over the media mountain, mm-hmm. and he was honest.
Yes, authentic.
It was
really
so
like
refreshing.
That.
It was so refreshing to hear honesty. I mean, everybody was honest, but just to hear over each mountain.
Sure.
And it was such a it was just like, yes, yes. And
so, 20 years.
20 years, and you know, think about it. That one of the things that he said, and we'll have him on, we'll talk more about it. But you know, the whole world could be falling apart, and it's like Christian television doesn't address any of it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you know, your business is falling apart, and somebody says, "Turn to Leviticus chapter 2.
Right.
We're going to study the acacia wood and how the temple was built in the wilderness." It's like I'm dying,
right?
You
right.
know, and God is about ever present help in time of trouble. He has a now word. He has a now word for us, and that's exciting. These are going to be coming, and a couple others real quick. Like was, you know, Keith Crawford with Trail Life USA.
Yes,
yeah, which is the cry of our heart for the Malachi mandate that we talked about for quite some time, and in regards to that, for 10 years, basically, we just cried out the Malachi mandate, Malachi 4:5-6, that God would turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the mm-hmm. sons to the fathers. One aspect of that was a camping trip type thing. And that we would take people, and God would just encounter us out there. But that was prophecy. What Trail Life USA is an answer to that prophecy. Mm-hmm. And so we had Keith Crawford, who was over the same area that investigator
area.
John Johnson is working in, which is northern Florida, which is basically from you know, Escambia County, Florida, all the way over to Tallahassee, I believe. It's the Blackwater River area. And he was here, and we're looking so forward. We're going to have him on. He's going to be
wow.
on BFN TV. And you're going to see, you know, a prime character building effort and ministry called Trail Life USA. And we're excited because, you know, VFN Dream Center, you know, where we gather to mm-hmm. worship God and all the things that happen for us, is we have the first Trail Life troop in Escambia County that
yeah.
we're in. And you can be the first one in your particular county or city. It is it's Trail Life Troop. FL 1998,
that's
Florida
right.
1998. Woo! And that's us. And so you'll be seeing these guys as well. And they were there helping out during the dedication.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job.
And of course, my spiritual son, Derek Gricey, you know, he was there and he was part of acting out a prophetic act that the Lord had had given. We're going to make this. I'll tell you what, you know, for those that are partnering with us, you know, those are our sponsors. If you want a copy of that DVD. You know, it is yours. Just let us know, and you got to see it because you're going to see the foundation of what God is doing as well. We walked that out, and of course, just the favor of the Lord. We are also going to be covering a moment that in the Islamic State, which is, I don't know why we're even given it that, but the state, yeah. remember, they declared, you know, in northern Iraq and southern Syria, or at least up
the
in
Levant.
The Levant area. We've talked about that, which is basically a geographical area where they say that caliphate, which is a governmental thing in the Islamic world, where the leader of the caliphate, one particular man declared himself the leader of it, which means he sees himself, based on what CBN News reports and those that study Islam, as a replacement for God.
Hmm.
You know, and that ain't good. Ask
nope.
Lucifer. That's not good. Anyway, and so what they're doing is, you know, CBN News is reporting they're going into all the libraries and taking everything out that doesn't agree with them. As a matter of fact, I think you're looking right now at what's taking place with this particular image. This is a man going through the different material. There he is, and he is going through each material to find out which doesn't agree with his doctrine. And
wow.
The doctrine of Islam and radical Islam, how they see it. And so he's removing it. But didn't that happen right here in our own White House, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann?
Mm-hmm.
She said that they went through the FBI libraries and the other federal agency libraries mm-hmm. and that they removed everything. They removed everything that had to do with a radical Islam, you know, identifying radical Islam. And so you're seeing when we embrace anything other than God, whose son is Jesus Christ, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a day, you know, when you look at Germany, we'll be talking about Russia and some things that are going on today, you know, in our future programs. But What they did when they began to want to persecute folks, they began to track people. They began to track them. They began to burn, destroy things like Kristallnacht, the night that they went around and broke all the store windows in and said, you know, your business won't be successful anymore. And they started attacking the businesses of the Jews and the people, what they thought was undesirables. And then they began to remove anything that actually represented the Jews. Well, that's what's happening right now when you look over with this Islamic State. And that's what's happening in America when our president, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, has removed this very, what's the statistics now of how many states that are, countries that are suffering, and 46% of those, well, is the problem is radical Islam.
Being persecuted?
Yeah.
There's 50 countries right now. It's being reported by Open Doors Ministry, and they serve the persecuted church worldwide. And what they say that 40 out of the 50 of these top, you know, countries have Islamic extremists as the main source of this persecution. And they rated, of course, North Korea as the number one most persecuted country in the world for Christians. Today, 50 to 70,000 Christians are in prison camps in North Korea. And so we need to stand with the persecuted church.
Yes.
We need to be in prayer. We need to stand with them because...
Well, and the whole thing, too, is remember that they removed any reference to radical Islam being an issue, and that's what's happening in these areas. So, in other words, things are getting prepared. According to Kamal Saleem, I know we're fixing to go to break, Kamal Saleem, who was a former radical jihadist trained up at the Muslim Brotherhood, who said that he was coming to America to destroy America, but what happened was he found Jesus, and we have to remember that we can witness to these people, these Arabs, that they don't know Jesus yet. Mm-hmm. They don't know him, and God loves them, and that God can save them. They did, but he said over 500,000, this is what he told us, over 500,000 have crossed the borders of America, and they're undocumented, they're all throughout, and all these things that are being strategically set up, that's a huge issue taking place in America, and we got to be prepared for that. But when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about, in regards to the economic potential crisis that may be coming to America and what the Lord had laid on my heart and shown me about the American dollar. When we get back.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
So, you know, that, Donna, she, you can buy gummy bear type vitamins now. And I thought, well, what's the big deal? But truly, now that I'm actually taking a multivitamin gummy bear, and I'm not a gummy bear person.
Wow.
I thought I'd actually take my vitamins, you know, take it.
So then I saw the gummy bear format.
It's just a no. It's a. It looks like a little mountain thing or something. I don't know what it is. It could be. I didn't have my glasses. And so, then I saw this commercials like they even have fiber. You know, it's for Pat. Fiber in gummy bears, right? I thought gummy bear fiber. I mean, this is like the baby boom thing
going on,
right?
Yeah.
I'm like, Donna, get some of that. Oh my goodness, I'm already doing vitamins. I'll even take fiber.
Oh wow,
with something like that. And so when she got it, I was like, as a child protector. On top of gummy bears, you know, fiber. I thought, how ridiculous. You'd have a child protector.
Those regulations again.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I'm thinking. So it said, take two of them. It said, take two of them. And this was my first day of being able to take them. And it just happened to be on a Sunday. And I thought, ew, these are so small and they taste so good. I think I'm going to take four.
Oh, no.
I'll take four gummy bears. They're gummy bears. They're gummy bears. So I, you know, opened the child protector top and I put the four gummy bears and I just chewed them up, had a great time, put the child protector top back on. And then I went and spoke. And it was amazing how gummy bears can make a grown man almost cry. So I do want to say it does miraculously work. You're only supposed to take two.
Oh.
And I do understand why they have a child protector top on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. That was an amazing, amazing baby boomer moment.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are right here in the studios so excited about being here. I don't know how my sound's coming over. Make sure we're coming over good here. Wonderful. Well, we're going to be talking at this particular point about the financial potential collapse taking place in the world and America. We've been talking prophetically about it, and you're looking at, I believe, that the budget that just got approved or desired to be approved by our president was like $4 billion. I mean, $4 billion. Think about that. Now, if you added up every president that's ever been in office prior to him getting in office, that's still the entire debt of America's is what happened during his presidency is greater than all of them added up. And like, there's something going on. We've been talking about this, and I'm going to tell you what the Lord's shown me. But first, I want you to see right now this report coming from CBN News about a potential financial collapse. Watch this.
War.
When you think of war, images from the battlefield or troops scouring city streets in search of terrorists probably come to mind. Another arena is the financial front. Known as economic warfare, enemies use financial markets as weapons to attack national interests.
There are a half dozen different kind of systemic attacks that could hit America. Whether it's a cyber attack, which is a really serious problem, one that the national security people call a cyber Pearl Harbor.
Examples of cyber attacks include the recent hacking of Sony and the embarrassment of the military's central command by ISIS. A more feared scenario would be an electromagnetic pulse attack designed to wipe out our electric grid and computer chips across the country. That's not all.
There are mercantilistic and predatory trade practices, dumping of foreign products on American markets in order to put American businesses out of business. There is the selling of counterfeit products, which gravely damages all sorts of American businesses.
Or it could be a settlement attack where they take down our ability to settle trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Or a banking attack where literally you turn on, log in, and there's nothing left. These are the kind of financial warfare attacks that we see preparations for daily, and we see examples of attempts almost daily.
That's why Kevin Freeman and others formed the National Security Investment Consultant Institute, or NSIC. CBN News caught up with Freeman at the organization's founders class, attended by an elite group of financial advisors and national security experts.
NSIC leaders say their mission is to promote awareness about economic warfare and to equip leaders to enhance national security, to protect the American economy, and to improve investor results.
It is an important mission, and helping people to move away from the traditional concepts and ways of doing things and getting them to accept and then practice new ways that give us a greater level of protection if we do have a collapse, or if we, it may not be a collapse, it may just be a severe downturn in our markets.
Retired General Jerry Boykin spoke to the group. He knows the importance of being prepared for battle, and in this new era, the necessity of shoring up our economic defenses.
What we see as a marketplace of goods internationally, our enemies see as a battle space.
Former CIA operations officer and intelligence analyst Claire Lopez talked about the importance of studying risk.
For the first time, you've got financial money managers who need to understand things about risk, hearing from national security people like myself who have a worldview or, you know, an understanding of some of the national security and international security risks out there. They're hearing from us how those risks can affect their own decision making and their ability to protect their clients' money.
CBN News spoke with financial advisors about learning tactics for this fight.
We're just trying to be servants to our clients, to build and protect their legacies, to try to further the United States and its purposes in the world, and to do what's right for our clients and our country.
I can talk about all these financial things that I've been trained in for so many years, but I didn't realize how many forces are out there to attack it and how I can better be prepared to address those issues before they happen.
It's important to understand not only what our enemies are doing to bring down our entire culture and our society and everything we stand for, all of our first things, but it's also important to understand who's behind these tactics.
And who are the forces that might mount such an attack?
I think you do have to look, first of all, at the big international players like Russia, like China, but certainly Iran as part of that, Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, these jihadist organizations, that they are very much involved in financial warfare.
So knowing suspected enemies and what they're up to in the tricky arena of economic warfare becomes a new battle plan with new soldiers. The goal? Help market leaders, financial advisors, and their clients stay aware to keep our economy stable and better protected to withstand enemy attack. Mark Martin, CBN News, Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
This is exactly, remember, leave that frame right there. I want you to see this frame because that's exactly what the Lord, remember, leave this frame what you just saw with this money on fire right here. I want to tell you that the Lord gave me a vision. And in this vision, he showed me that so it was just a sudden thing. It was like this huge vacuum was taking place. Imagine a big vacuum in heaven, and it's like one particular area. And in this area, it was just sucking all the paper money off the earth. And it was like flapping out from hind places, and paper money was going up and going all over the place. But it was all just kind of coming, it almost looked like a pyramid at this point because it was coming to that one particular point. And in that, all of a sudden, all this money, paper money, was there, and it was just like this. It just turned into a fire. It was like a pyramid of fire, and it's like burning the paper money up. And just reports are that Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, is beginning to project a desire to move into a cashless society. And you think about it, we pretty much have done that in so many different ways. I mean, how many people really carry cash on them like they used to? But there's cash gives you freedom. It keeps you from being tracked in what you're doing. But it's like all these things are kind of coming together. And there was a day that if somebody got arrested for a particular crime, somebody says, well, you know, they were laundering money or they were doing something of that nature, you would see investigators go out to their house and they would come out of their house with these boxes of evidence. And now what you're seeing is people just saying that they hacked in somewhere and they stole the money. They're just saying this took place because it was all digital, and people go to jail for 20 or 30 years, and we don't even know that even happened, or somebody actually put that in their system. So we're in a day that we got to really pray for the Lord to give us wisdom, because he tells us that in the last days, to be able to do business, you're going to have a specific identifier number, a number given by the World Economic System to be able to do business. And if you don't get that particular number, you can't do business. We're kind of moving in that day. But you know, this is the greatest days the church will ever see. This is the greatest day the church will ever see, because this is the day the sons of God are being revealed. The days of the hearts of the fathers are turning to the sons and the sons to the fathers. It's time for us to begin to abide with the Lord and rise up. And I just want to encourage you, stay tuned to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Download our app. Go to VFNTV.com, and let's just stay connected. Let's stay related. We've got so many things we're going to be unloosing on the Gulf Coast and throughout the nation to do this, to be able to bring hope and light. God bless, and we'll see you on the next program.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.